Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. Let's welcome back to the show, Sam Cohn. Sam, first of all, good morning. How are you feeling?
I'm doing well, gentlemen. How are you guys doing?
Doing all right. And I was reading in the Baltimore Sun this morning about Quincy Wilson, the track phenom from Bullis, who committed to Maryland. And, you know, I'm old enough to remember, I'm 60, full disclosure, when Ronaldo Nehemiah was at the University of Maryland, one of the great hurdlers, if not the greatest hurdler of all time. And Darius Haywood Bay, Adam McDonough was a premier track guy, played football, became a first-round pick of the Raiders. That's another story for another day. Maybe not working out the way that they had hoped, but how did Maryland get Quincy Wilson to commit to them? And on the heels of Ely and Baba in basketball and getting Quincy Wilson, hey, say what you want, but Maryland's been bringing in some high-level five-star dudes. And Brenda Priest always recruits at a high level over the last couple of months here.
Yeah, I think with Quincy specifically, the answer is simple in that they found, they realized and they understood how important it was to represent his hometown, how important it was to Quincy to be close to home. And they basically threw the kitchen sink at him to make him, to show him how much Maryland cares about him, how much Maryland wants him to stay home. He was getting calls from all over the state. Most prominently, he's had a relationship with Governor Wes Moore since just before the Olympics, since he made the Olympic team. The fact that Quincy was getting calls from, he sat down with Mike Locksley, sat down with Brenda Freese, which Quincy had told me that he really appreciated, with the understanding that in today's day and age, it's uncommon that revenue sports like basketball and football coaches would take the time to talk to a track athlete. That meant a lot to him. Quincy's high school coach was telling me it's kind of thing where, you know, people around Maryland know who he is. He's become a household name, and he'll go to the grocery store, the gas station, wherever. People will know him and tell him how much they appreciate him and how exciting it is to see him represent Maryland. Quincy wore a Bullis singlet at the Olympic trials with Maryland state flag on it. Like, he cares about his hometown. He cares about being from Maryland. He wants to represent the DMV. And once Maryland sort of realized that, once Coach Valman, Maryland's track and field coach who competed in the Olympics himself in the late 80s, early 90s, once they realized that, they knew that that was their way in, was to make Quincy understand that he, knowing Quincy wanted to represent his hometown and that they wanted him to represent Maryland both now and in 2028 in L.A.
All right, Sam, do you think Lamar practices today?
It's a question every Wednesday, right?
Yes.
Gun to my head, death beam pointed at Earth. I think he probably takes a day off. I think he's healthy. I think it's a rest day. I think that the thing that I kept thinking coming out of this past game in Cincinnati is that he didn't look like MVP Lamar, but he looked as nimble as and threw the ball well and was moving around as well as we've seen since early in the year. He wasn't perfect. He only threw the ball 12 times, but of his four incompletions, three of them hit both hands of the intended receiver. So I think he's moving in the right direction. I mean, he said he's feeling a lot better. I think there are a lot of positive signs about how he'll be able to play down the stretch. That said, I still would not be surprised if he took a day off for a rest day, either today or tomorrow.
Now, Sam, I still think for them, you know, if they want to do what they hope to do, he's going to have to use his legs. I mean, he's got to carry it more than two times. And I agree. I thought he looked good, you know, the couple of times that he ran it last week.
Yeah, I agree that if he can throw the ball enough to win them a football game, I think if they're going to dominate, if they're going to be able to beat teams like the Packers and the Patriots, get to the Steelers, he's going to have to do a little bit more to make sure that he's opening lanes for guys like Derrick Henry, just keeping their offense versatile enough. They're like fifth to last in the league in plays run per game. So they're not running a lot of plays. They have to capitalize on a lot of that. They have to keep defenses honest, keep them on their toes. So I agree that I think if he can run the ball even a couple more times, I mean, against Cincinnati, he had a 14-yard run, I think it was, which was like the longest run he's had in weeks. He hit mid 19 miles an hour. He hasn't hit 20 all year, and he did it two or three times last year. So I think if he can do it a little bit, he doesn't have to take over a game. This doesn't have to be week one in Kansas City last year where he's using his legs to try to win them a football game. But it does open up a lot of lanes for that offense if he's able to make some stuff happen when a play breaks down.
Hey, Sam, I don't know what you thought, but whatever, like Keaton Mitchell did the week before to his knee, he looked the fastest I've seen him look, you know, since he's had the surgery this past weekend.
Yeah, that was awesome. He clocked 20 miles an hour, scored his first touchdown since pre-surgery. He was excellent. And I think everyone's pretty thankful that, you know, when a guy like that who's been through what he's been through, you know, comes up a little gimpy on a run and then goes to the Blue medical tent, the fear is, oh no, oh no, oh no, you know, did he re-injure it? But I think everyone's thankful that he got good news. Obviously brings some extra versatility to that backfield, not needing to put too much of the pressure on Derrick Henry, be able to give it to a guy who is a very different kind of running back. So I think they're thankful that he's healthy, and he's a guy that can be really helpful here down the stretch.
Sam Cohen, Baltimore Sun, 88-80, 105.7 The Fan. Sam, last thing for you, the loss of Teddy Buchanan, the impact on defense will be felt how?
The continuity of the middle of the field is going to take a hit. The question here is how much of a hit. I think if you said to me even a week or two ago, Teddy's not going to be able to play the rest of the year, and they're going to have Trenton Simpson fill in at starting linebacker. You know what you're getting from Roquan. He's been sharp and consistent these past few weeks, but Teddy's really come into his own. He's been really solid for them. I think more than people expected, and especially a lot better than he was early in the year. But Trenton Simpson lost his job twice. Like, I think it's fair to worry about what that's going to look like. That said, Trenton played well in a decent sample size in Cincinnati. So that gave you reason to believe he can be a viable option. I think it's fair to worry how long that might last. And more than that, if Trenton or Roquan gets hurt in any capacity, Jake Hummel's the next man up. They don't have Jay Higgins. They don't have Chandler Martin. This is the third linebacker who suffered a torn ACL in the Ravens. Not great. So they don't have the depth. I think that's the hardest part.
Sam Cohen, Baltimore Sun. Sam, appreciate the time as always. Happy holidays to you and the family. If we don't talk to you by then, and we'll catch up with you soon.
Thanks, Sam.
All right, thank you very much. Take care.
There's Sam Cohen. Everybody, we'll come back with a whip around. Talk about what happened in the world of sports last night. What happened historically in Ravens history. Today is December the 17th. And then we're going to talk to Mike Bordick, Oriole Hall of Famer, about Mike Elias' offseason, which has been a busy one, and it's not done yet. Don't make any absolutes on the Orioles just yet.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Vinny and Haney's Whip Around.
Every sport. Every game. Everything.
Brought to you by Box Hill Pizzeria and Crab Cakes. Best crab cakes in Maryland.
Time of the Whip Around here on this Woman Crush Wednesday. Anything you want to hear from your favorite female artist or band, send request. Loud Sport text line at 410-583-1057. Nolan, I know you were glued to your TV on this one. The NBA Emeritus Cup. Madison Square Garden. The Knicks win it. 124-113 over the Spurs. OG Anunoby, former Indiana Hoosier, at 28 points, 9 boards, 3 assists. Jalen Brunson pumped in 25. Dylan Harper, the rookie out of Rutgers, at 21. Wemby at 18. But it's all about the Knicks winning the Emeritus Cup, and New York certainly capable of winning the East. We'll get into all of that. Wemby just came back, so the Spurs trying to get their thing together. They'll be a playoff team. But it's been three different winners. Lakers won it the first time, Bucks last year, and then the Knicks win it this time. So back to a more normal slate of NBA games. Of course, Christmas, they usually give you that basketball feast. Speaking of basketball, college, that is. Men, number 17, Kansas, in Lawrence, beat Towson, 73-49 for the Tigers, who are still considered the favorites to win the CAA, so they might be dancing and get by Delaware in the conference tournament. But they shot 28% from the floor, 13 from three. Kansas, really good. They're starting to get themselves back to optimum health. So Towson, remember, they get Houston, all they get handled on the road earlier in the season. Last night, couldn't put the ball in the basket and paid for it. But, you know, these are games that toughen you up for conference play for the Towson Tigers over there. Indiana coach Kurt Cignetti was named yesterday as the Associated Press Coach of the Year for the second consecutive season. First time in history that has happened. Back-to-back
years. Yeah. You think he deserved it second time, Bob? I mean, I would think maybe. I mean, they were undefeated. They beat Ohio State.
They're the number one seed.
Yeah.
Never. That's, he's doing stuff that's never Lee Corso, name a coach.
Yeah.
They're obliterating whatever history they had. So if you were going to pick someone that should have been more deserving, in your opinion, who was it?
I was just kind of thinking about, you know, teams that, you know, even like Oklahoma. Last year, you know, they weren't very good, and then this year they're in the playoffs and stuff. You know, I was kind of thinking possibly him. But, Cignetti, that's fine.
Well, look, you made the playoffs last year as a one-off.
Yeah.
Everyone thought. and then you come back the next year even better than you were. Mm-hmm. And they will play, speaking of Oklahoma, they'll play the winner of Alabama and Oklahoma as they sit the first round out of the college football playoffs. But Kurt Cignetti winning back-to-back coaches of the year, I have zero problem with this. And when in your lifetime has Indiana ever been the best team, beating Ohio State?
Oh, in football? Yeah. Never.
Exactly. So I think he deserves a rightful consideration and an appropriate winner of said award. It's Vinny at Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Hear all this woman crush Wednesday on the NHL ice last night. The Capitals taking on the Wild. Let's just say Minnesota ran wild on the Capitals.
The guy can shoot a puck, but he can finish a check, too. Yurov from behind the net comes free to Tarasenko. A shot. He scores!
FanDuel Sportsnet on the call. That's two goals last night for Tarasenko with an assist as the Wild kind of put a foot up old Washington's rear ends last night. 5-0.
Yeah.
And Minnesota's having a very good beginning to the 2025-26 season.
And Minnesota made the biggest trade in a long time, getting Quinn Hughes for three players and a draft pick 3 days ago. So Quinn Hughes came from Vancouver. You know, they traded him with Vancouver, and Quinn Hughes got a goal and assist now in the two games. So that was a big, big all-in move for the Wild, and the Wild have been hot. You know, I mean, the Caps, we can talk about the Caps. They've lost three in a row, you know, and they're dropping down, you know, in the standings after, you know, quite a run that they had. But Minnesota's won five in a row, you know, so Minnesota is playing really good hockey, you know, right now. And the Caps, they play Toronto tomorrow night, and Toronto is, you know, starting to play much better.
They're picking up a little bit.
6-2-2, you know, in their last 10. So, and the Caps aren't playing great right now.
See, the Flyers are exceeding early expectations, too, by the way. Same number of points as the Caps right now, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, they are. You know, and, you know, the Caps, I mean, they're only 4 points out of first place. So, I mean, it's kind of bunched in there. It's like Carolina with 44, the Islanders 41, Flyers and Caps with 40. So you got those four teams kind of right in there, you know, and then the others are kind of declining.
Speedy and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, whip around here. Oh, this woman crush Wednesday. Boxing news. Terrence Crawford announced on social media he's retiring at the age of 38, coming off the big win over Canelo Alvarez in September. 42-0, 31 knockouts, 5-division champ, unified in 3 different divisions, doing things that have never been done before. Keep in mind, now you got the sanctioning bodies at the yin-yang handing out championships. But 38, boxing, and I've been watching it my entire life. What you know is, if you retire, you ain't retired. No one ever really stays retired. Marvin Hagler retired after he got robbed by Sugar Ray, never fought again. Rocky Marciano retired after he beat Archie Moore, never fought again. Gene Tunney retired at the age of 31, undefeated heavyweight. He lost as a light heavyweight, but his heavyweight beat Jack Dempsey twice. He never came back. Carlos Monzon never came back. So they're few and far between. Like Muhammad Ali, Sugar Ray Leonard, for instance, mm-hmm. retired multiple times and returned. So I'm going to go ahead, if I'm wagering, and I am, Terrence Crawford 100% fights again because the money. But keep in mind, all of those guys I just mentioned were younger than Terrence Crawford is at 38 years old. And this day in Ravens history, it's December the 17th, 25 years ago. The eventual Super Bowl champs in Arizona beat the Cardinals. Matt Stover kicked 2 field goals. Jamal Lewis rushed 29 times for 126 yards and a TD. It was the 6th straight win for the Ravens, their 11th of the season. They wouldn't lose again. They won the Super Bowl, so duh. And that 2006, we were talking about this team with Rick Neuheisel Friday. He was on Brian Billick's staff. M&T Bank Stadium, Ravens beat the Cleveland Browns 27-17. Kyle Bowler comes in for a banged-up Steve McNair and throws 2 touchdown passes, one to Demetrius Williams, one to Obi Mihaly. Jamal Lewis, 22 carries, 109 yards, and a touchdown, and the Ravens sacked Derek Anderson 5 times. That 2000 Ravens didn't get a ton of sacks. You just couldn't run on them. 2006 Ravens had a ton of sacks, and five of them on this afternoon. Unfortunately for that team, their season ended against the Colts at M&T, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But 19 years ago today, they beat the Cleveland Browns at M&T. Woke up back, talked to Mike Bordick about the Orioles, the offseason that is still going on for Mike Elias, as they've added 80 home runs and 100, 200-plus ribbies to the offense. And a guy that was a two-time All-Star back-end relief dude, Andrew Kittredge. Still need to fill out their rotation. And who's your utility guy in Bordy? What are you going to do with Mountcastle and Mayo? That's coming up next. Phone calls, Funhouse, news from the Nest at noon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
By the offseason so far, I think a thumbs up are appropriate. And joining us now to talk about that, he's an Oriole Hall of Famer. He's our colleague on Baltimore Baseball Tonight here on 105.7 The Fan. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. He's Mike Bordick. Bordy, first of all, man, how's your offseason going so far?
Oh, it's been going good. I in following the Orioles, it's pretty darn exciting. A lot of presents under the Christmas tree this year.
Now, when Nolan came in last week during one of our breaks, it said that the Orioles, we got Alonzo. I believe was verbatim when he said, we got Alonzo. Like, Alonzo who? Like, Ribeiro, the guy that dances around a little bit, hosts America's Funniest Video. But Pete Alonzo. So, from a stun level perspective, and this was the day after they were all in on Schwarbsy, who wound up sticking around in Philly, were you surprised at all, Mike, that Pete Alonzo, the polar bear, bringing his wares to Baltimore?
Yeah, I really am. And the reason being, because I just thought for sure the Mets were going to re-sign him. I mean, Pete Alonso is a proven slugger. He plays every day, man. His numbers are just undeniable, right? And he did so many good things there in New York. And I think he was a catalyst, obviously, you know, in their postseason appearances. But he seemed to be a clubhouse leader there. And why they wouldn't give him those 5 years. And I think you and I talked about this, Bob, earlier. I said, in order for the Orioles, you know, to land these guys, they're going to have to tack on the extra year or two. They really do, because who the heck wants to come to Baltimore when you can play in those big market teams? Well, the Orioles have all of a sudden put themselves out there. And this is something we've all been waiting for. I mean, this is the time when Mike Elias should say, you know, the rocket ship is on its way. I mean, here we go. Launch off. Here we go. Take off. So there's a lot to be excited about right now. And it doesn't feel like they're going to stop. They just keep adding. So there isn't this total reliance on this young core that, you know, we've been hanging our hat on for the last few years. Now there is a veteran presence to go along with the more experienced younger players. There's still going to be bumps in the roads, but man, oh man, when you get these proven veteran guys in your lineup, like a Ward and like a big polar bear, I mean, it changes things dramatically. I mean, the hitters will be hanging on these guys. They're going to try to absorb everything they possibly can. I think they're just going to be an offense to contend with now. I mean, this is pretty impressive stuff.
And you talk about the offense where we get to them spending money, and it looks like they're certainly willing to do so. But you're bringing 80-plus, well, yeah, over 80 home runs with Ward and Alonso, over 200 ribbies. And, you know, Alonso splits against lefties aren't all that great, but we're certainly not going to bitch and complain about that. But Ward's, you know, it is what it is. If you're putting together a lineup card, you're Craig Albernaz today against the Twins on opening day, and I don't care who's pitching. How are you rolling with that thing?
Yeah, well, you got to put your boppers in there, right? So obviously the polar bear. I think the polar bear is going to be the cleanup guy, and everybody's going to kind of fall in around him. You got to believe that Gunner is going to be up there at the top. Ward's got to play too. And let's not forget about the bust that was O'Neill. He's coming back too. And, you know, if you project him out, if he can stay healthier, there's more thump right there. So whether or not they can keep him on the field, that's going to be a big question mark. But I just think there are so many thumpers right now in the lineup. You got to play these guys. Listen, the experiment with young guys developing at the major league level, unless you have a proven team that can help kind of let these guys gel in, you cannot hang your hat on young players. There's just too much of a learning curve that happens. And we've witnessed it every year. Even when they had their great years, some of the young guys had just disastrous months. Kowser's still trying to find his way. Holiday's still trying to find his way. Rutschman's still trying to find his way. You know Beaver's going to have his downtime, even though he had such a great, you know, showing last year. And Basayo as well. So you got to have the big veteran presence in there to keep these guys calm and not panicky. I just think there was too much weight put on the young guys' shoulders last year. So I say put the old guys in there and let them do their thing, establish a nice tempo early in the season, and then build around that.
Mike Bordick, Oriole Hall of Famer, joining us here, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. You talk about spending the dough, and we all believe that they're going to spend it. They offered it to Schwarber. They gave it to Alonso. They've been linked to Framber Valdez, Ranger Suarez. Michael King might not get as much, but he's still not going to be a cheap ticket. I still think, Mike, they're going to trade for a starting pitcher as well because they have a surplus at first base. So how many starters come in, and how many of those are going to be of the Bradish Rodgers level? No more mid-level dudes. Are they going to get themselves a competitive ace here as well?
Well, it really feels like it. And yeah, you hit the nail on the head, Bob. You know, sometimes it isn't about throwing out $300 million. It's about giving up some of your prospects. All last year when the trade deadline came, that's all they did is collect prospects. They restocked their organization. That's what winning teams do. They've got some collateral to go out there and make these moves. And they've got some extra players in the big leagues. I mean, Mountcastle, I think he's expendable now. I think, you know, even Mayo, if they want to go after the younger guys. I think we were all shocked when Grayson Rodriguez got moved for Ward. But listen, that is the way of it, man. You get young guys, other teams are going to take their chances, and you take their studs. And I think the Orioles have a great opportunity to land a couple of these frontline guys. You know, and they need that. Now, I'm not saying just keep buying all the pitching. Well, we need pitching. So, yeah, go ahead and buy all your pitching. But you still got to find a way to develop pitching. That is the name of the game. So the Orioles got to step up on that front as well.
Hey, Bordy, what are the players doing now, and when do they really ramp up? Because, pitchers and catchers are 6 to 7 weeks away?
Yeah. Hey, Vinny. You know, I think players are already starting their workouts. I just believe that the modern day player, and I could be way off on this, I just don't think they take time off. I know myself as a player, I might have taken a week or two off, but I was right in the gym. I mean, I don't even know if I took a week off. I was always kind of trying to keep my body active and athletic. As far as the baseball skills, those type of things, unless you've had an injury, probably not till after the new year do you really start getting after it with your swing. You might just do some mobility things to keep the core loose and strong. But, yeah, after the new year, they'll really start ramping up the intensity with how aggressively they swing the bat or even their throwing programs. But to be honest with you, it's all about building the strength, being stronger at the major league level, building that endurance, and hopefully positioning yourself to play, you know, 155 to 162 games. And that is really, I think, going to be a separator, you know, for a lot of teams. These teams just don't have the depth. And if you are lucky enough to have the depth, you know, like a Dodgers team, then, you know, kudos to you. But these guys have to stay healthy. I mean, my gosh, they set records last year for the injuries. So getting the body right, getting the head right, getting prepared to put in another long, hard season is really what it's all about.
Yeah, what, Orioles, 70 players used or something crazy like that. And by the way, for people that want to see Mike Bordick's athleticism, and Nolan can speak to this, before we do BBT at Pickles, Mike does Rocky push-ups. He got the one arm behind the thing, and he's chasing a chicken. He does all that sorts of things. Mike, appreciate the time as always. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to you and the family, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Bordick.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, guys. Merry Christmas.
Here he is. Mike Bordick, everybody, Oriole Hall of Famer. We'll come back, reset the program for you. News from the desk coming up, top of the hour, buy or sell, 12:15. Where's the midweek money? And Chad Graff covers the Pats for the Athletic. What the hell happened against Buffalo, and what should the Ravens be looking for this Sunday night? Everybody thinks they're up against it, and he's going to rise to the occasion. I hope he does.
Me too.
But even if he does, is that going to be good enough, trying to slow down the New England offense, their running game, and everything they bring to the equation? Because if they win, they clinch a playoff spot, where the Ravens are still needing things to happen. New England wins, they're in. After blowing a lead at home, too, I don't think they come in here half-assed or flat by any stretch of the imagination.
No, they got a veteran coach who's been there, done that, even as a player, you know, been there and done that. So, no, I think they'll come in ready to go. You know, I mean, they've been pretty much, I don't know that they've had a flat game all year. I mean, they had a flat half.
Well, they had the turnover debacle against Pittsburgh early in the season.
But otherwise, no. And the as long as you got a quarterback that's playing like MVP type, you got a chance every week.
Let's get out to the phones. Let's go to Pasadena. It's Wayne. Wayne, thanks for holding. What's up?
Hi, guys. How you doing today?
Good. All right.
Good. I want to hear your take, and I'll hang up. I think this week is going to really stem on how the offensive line plays. I've been really disappointed. That's been the area that I think has been the major problem. I think that they just aren't getting that explosiveness off to give Derrick Henry the ability to run north and south. So I'd like to hear what you guys have to say about that. And listen, have a great Christmas and a happy new year. Thank you.
Same to you, Wayne. Thanks, dude. My fellow Anne Arundel County in, if that's even a word.
I mean, we've been talking about the O-line for, 15 weeks now. I mean, you know, if they stay on their feet, when you're watching the games Sunday night, if the O-line stays on their feet, more than likely, they're going to be a lot more successful. They stay on their feet. Otherwise, they flop around too much. And then what do we see? We see defensive guys standing right there, you know. And, you know, like Falele, he tries to get up to the second level. He can't, and he falls down. Voorhees, he's always on the ground, you know. So, I mean, they just stay on their feet. That's going to be a big thing.
And with Derrick Henry, and we've talked about this all season long, too, because of the offensive line. Last year, Derrick Henry wasn't getting first contact, so he's past the line of scrimmage.
No doubt.
How many times this year he's been drilled before he even gets the Linderbaum?
Probably more than he's had the other.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a rough year for him, even though we're starting to see him start to get it rolling a little bit, and Derrick Henry in November, and it's cold, and these dudes don't want to get that, you know, that monster coming rolling at you at a high rate of speed. So we'll see. Maybe December will be Henry's month to shine here.
And Bob, you remember the play like when Keaton Mitchell, he took it up one side and the safety just drilled him. You know who's got that one? That's Voorhees on the pull. Just turn up and block your guy, and then you know what? Mitchell's out the gate.
We're talking a lot of flopping. What are we, dead fish over here? Yeah. Well, dead fish don't flop, but you get the point. Let's go to Trippy in Baltimore. Trippy, what's up?
Hey, Bob and Vinny, what's going on, man?
What's up, Tripp?
Man, I meant to call in Monday, man, but I had to put my flight back to Jamaica, so I ain't had time to chime in with y'all. But I just want to say one thing, man. Shout out to Tadavius Robinson, man. Remember a couple weeks ago, I said, if he come back and with that boy Draymond Green, I mean, Jones, see, I'm thinking about basketball.
Yeah, here you go.
Yeah, Draymond Jones, I mean, I feel like we doing something. Even with Kyle Van Noy, man, I feel like we might can make a run, man. I was telling somebody in the airport, I said, man, look, we went on a 5-game winning streak, right? Even if we lose to like one of the, say if we lose to the Packers, right? We're going to go on another 5-game winning streak. And guess what, Bob and Vinny? If we go on another 5-game winning streak, you know what that means, right? We Super Bowl champs. Hello?
Yeah, so, okay. Would you like to make a wager on that one? And you know what I'm saying? Let's go. Put that beer where that yapper is right now, Trippy.
No, maybe after the season, we probably could talk about that. But, hey, I ain't jumping out there, man, because the Ravens, man, they embarrassed me week one, man. I'm still sad about that. But I'm just glad they finally got a win, man. I mean, I don't know, man. Maybe they need to start bringing a legendary time. Maybe the week before the Steelers, bring in Terrell Suggs. You know what I mean? Like, do something like that. What you think? Like,
bring in Ed Reed was there last week teaching them how to do Ed Reed stuff. Thanks, Tripp, man. Appreciate the call as always.
Yeah, I don't know that it's about somebody coming in and talking.
Well, they were all there. Well, not Ed Reed because he wasn't part of the 2000 team. Neither was Suggs, but they had all those dudes.
When they got beat by Pittsburgh.
Yeah, so they were all around.
It's about It's about preparation during the week, you know, stacking practice days, stacking film days, getting your mind right, getting your body right.
Iron sharpening iron. When we come back, it's news from the Nest. You want to join us for that? You can at 410-583-1057. All we're hearing in the last couple of days, positivity about the Ravens. And maybe I'm the one that's not been paying attention through this 7-7 season and 3-5 at home. Maybe I'm missing something, but a lot of you think the Ravens are going to run the table here. I'm saying it's impossible. Improbable? Damn. Odds makers still like them, though. There's that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.